Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is back from hold in some states and going into people's arms, University of Virginia critical care and infectious disease physician Tyson Bell points out the benefits of the J&J vaccine.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine actually has higher efficacy than the influenza vaccine. You know, it really protects you against that with a one-dose regimen that's easy to distribute, much easier to distribute. I think it's a game changer.
Very rare blood clots were discovered in Johnson & Johnson users and the reason for the 11-day hold. Indonesia's Navy on Sunday said all 53 crew members from the missing submarine are dead and that search teams have located the vessel's wreckage on the ocean floor. An underwater robot equipped with cameras documented the lost submarine lying in at least three pieces on the ocean floor at a depth of 2,750 feet. It was located off Bali's northern coast. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is off hiatus and going back into people's arms. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Several states over the weekend resumed shots of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that was paused for 11 days due to concerns about rare but serious blood clots in more than a dozen women. The vaccine will now come with a warning label, and providers will offer information about the risks and side effects.
I think in the long run, what we're going to see, and we'll probably see it soon, is that people will realize that we take safety very seriously. We're out there trying to combat the degree of vaccine hesitancy that still is out there.
White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's This Week. A new report in the New York Times cites 5 million people have skipped the second dose of Pfizer and Moderna's vaccine.
The J&J COVID-19 vaccine is authorized and recommended for persons 18 years of age and older. Last night's Oscars Best Male Actor went to Anthony Hopkins in the movie The Father. This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
While there may be fewer flights available than pre-pandemic times, airlines are still flying directly to Europe from the United States. Americans can fly into Europe, although entry requirements and restrictions vary by country. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more details.
Americans who are vaccinated against COVID will soon be able to travel to Europe, according to a top EU official. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the New York Times Sunday that lifting restrictions will depend on conditions in the United States, but those who are fully vaccinated are expected to be able to travel to the continent this summer, though she did not lay out an exact timeline. Non-essential travel to the EU has been banned since the beginning of the pandemic last March. White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt tells CNN that the news shows that the rest of the world is watching the success of the U.S.'s vaccination program.
They're looking at the U.S., they're looking at the success of our vaccination program, they're looking at the reduction in disease, and while they know we're not done yet, they're saying those Americans are safe to come to our country without risk of spreading COVID-19. Think about that. That's incredible. Just a few months ago, we were the nation in the world that was one of the most cut off from travel. That just shows what an incredible few months we've had vaccinating Americans.
The United States leads the world with 40% of its population vaccinated. China is number two with 14% of their population. Despite leading only one lap in Sunday's Geico 500 at Talladega Speedway, NASCAR's Brad Keselowski took the checkered flag. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
It's after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. We've got Julio Rivera going to join us in a few moments, the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, small business consultant, and a featured columnist at Newsmax.com. Lots to talk about in these first 100 days. We're coming on 100 days, believe it or not, of Joe Biden's presidency. We already know, as reported last week, in terms of how the media has been so kind to Joe Biden. It's amazing how it's pivoted. Of what was 90% anti-Trump has now become 90% pro-Biden. I know you're not surprised by it, but, the fact of the matter is whether it's Trump or whether it's Biden, the mainstream media is not doing we, the people, any favors by not reporting on the administration in the manner to which our founding fathers had originally intended for them. They've abandoned ship. I mean, they've become propagandists. I mean, there are, part of the body politic as opposed to doing their jobs and having the responsibility to the American people to make sure that things are reported fairly. Because meanwhile, you look at the southern border, which according to the latest polling, which I still question some of these polling anyway, but that's probably one of the worst spots. I mean, it's obvious that President Biden cannot deny the obvious. And I want to bring Julio on. We just were able to connect with him. Julio, I was just giving a rundown of, what we've been experiencing in almost the first 100 days of the President Biden administration, or as he would say, the President Biden, Kamala Harris administration, because the two are becoming synonymous, for obvious reasons. But that set aside, I mean, what the president has done to this country in short order by fiat and executive order has just been, it's just been amazing. You know, like Donald Trump said the other night, if he just left well enough alone, just on the southern border. I mean, we're not even talking about energy yet, but just in one aspect of what's happened in the southern border. This is of the Biden creation, and Kamala Harris sits outside, has not even been to the border. Hasn't even had a press conference on this whole deal, has the audacity to blame Donald Trump for any of what's being perceived as poor leadership in the border. She wants to put it all on Donald Trump and deny any kind of responsibility for her administration that she represents.
Well, I mean, isn't that the way with the Democrats? That's like Barack Obama with 8 years of blame Bush. I mean, it's kind of that's what winds up happening when the Democrats retake power. But you're absolutely right. I mean, he's made the United States of America so much more unsafe in such a short period of time. Like, it's almost I almost can't believe how fast this has actually happened. It's like we're a completely different America than we were just 100 days ago. You know, I mean, obviously the immediate ceasing of border wall construction was detrimental to the safety of America. You know, we wind up seeing, you know, in a lot of other ways, you know, we have issues with CISA. We're getting attacked a little bit more aggressively, and we're finding out, you know, now that, you know, with Biden in office, that other countries are targeting us, you know, from a cyber perspective. We just had a change as CISA, Jen Easterly came in. But Jen Easterly, and I have a column coming out on this shortly, Jen Easterly actually was at Department of Homeland Security previously during a period in which there were over 500 confirmed attacks from China against the United States on major infrastructure targets. I mean, they were able to breach, you know, the water system. They were able to breach the electric grid. They were able to do a lot of things. So, I mean, it just seems like the people that they're putting in very, very important places are, I think, incapable. They're either incompetent or they're complicit in this whole, we're going to destroy the America that we know and love. I mean, you got Alejandro Mayorkas, who, you know, you would think that me and you, Bill, in particular, would be proud of him as, you know, he was Mr. Break the Glass Ceiling,
right,
the first Latino the head of Homeland Security. But he's the one that said himself out of his own mouth that we don't have a border crisis.
Yeah.
So that's the head of your Department of Homeland Security when this is going on. It's crazy.
Well, it is, and it's unfortunate that when you have to check in your brains at the door in order to go along with the current powers to be, and here he is as the first Hispanic, you know, to rise through the ranks like this. It's cringeworthy, to say the least, Julio, and I wish that wasn't the case, but that is the power of the left and progressives right now, that it is a small minority, and what they couldn't sell, which I find quite rich, they couldn't sell it to their own party members, if you remember in the primaries. 70% of what they tried to sell, their own party says, we're not interested, pass. But, you know, only 30% went with it. But then you're going to tell me that with those odds, they go on to win in the general election and he gets 10 million more votes. You know, this is just, you know, you've got to suspend just common reason and basic academic math, you know, to come up with these numbers. But, hey, look, this is where we are right now. It's all exposed. As I said before, whether it's, you know, this woke society that we're dealing with, the small percentage of people that have been creating havoc, doing almost $4 billion of damage, you know, at a time when we need people back to work, people need their jobs, you know, their jobs have been destroyed along with their cities and that, you know, some of these will never come back, Julio. I mean, we've seen this in the past where, you know, they've let this thing get out of hand. They've allowed lawlessness to run rampant on America's streets, and some of these cities, you know, sadly, are still trying to come back, and I don't know that they ever will, because, you know, big business, you know, they want to go where, number one, they're invited, number two, where they feel safe, and number three, where they're supported by the local communities, whether it's with employees and otherwise. And these big businesses, you know, felt big time, like they got abandoned, they got thrown to the wolves, and the people, the local communities who participated in this, it wasn't necessarily outsiders that went and ravaged these buildings and looted, it was the local community. So why does big business want to go back to that?
Exactly. Yeah. Some places, and it's a good example of what you're talking about, is New York City. You know, I had the opportunity when I was home recently to visit New York, and it's just a completely different time and space there. It literally is surreal going through what was for so many years. You know, I grew up in the shadow of New York City, 20 minutes away, the greatest city on earth. And it's just, you know, not the same anymore. And that's really unfortunate, because it's not going to come back. And
Well, help me out here. I just want to interrupt you for just a second, because I brought it up this morning earlier. Is that, hey, New Yorkers are known to be tough and, you know, really strong-willed and everything like that. And even New York is running around. I mean, they're kowtowing, they're wearing masks, and I only say wearing masks is a little bit of a mockery, because I think the mask thing, as we're realizing here in Florida and other parts of the country now where they're throwing out the mask mandates and realizing they don't work. Dr. Fauci said early on they don't work. And meanwhile, we got saddled with these masks, which is a whole nother deal. But New Yorkers, of all people who are bad and rough and everything, are putting up with this junk, Julio. It's astounding to me, just as a sidebar. We got to go to break. We've got more from Julio Rivera after this.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. I'm by the Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Oh, Julio, you and I by the schoolyard, man, we could have hung together. I mean, the things that we could have done, maybe that's why God kept us apart, because he knew that we would just have too much fun at other people's expense. But, you know, now we've grown up, we're a little bit wiser, and we try to do things in such a way that is win-win for all concerned. You know, as we were talking about earlier, the unfortunate thing about progressives is that they've become so ideologically fixed, as Jordan Peterson says, they've rendered themselves stupid because they can't bear to have a conversation. They can't sit down and I love to have these conversations with people who are reasonable that can hear both sides and not be so ideologically fixed that, you know, when they feel like they're getting backed in a corner, which I don't back them. They back themselves because that's what progressives do, because they know that they're playing with shadow puppets here. There's very little substance. And, you know, and I'm not one to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm willing to say, okay, you might have an idea here. And, you know, I'm willing, you know, willing to be open. Let's talk about it. What is that, you know, what does police reform look like? I mean, really reasonable police reform. When you break it all down, because you got a lot of people in poor communities, you know what? They don't want to defund police because they're in communities where they're the ones that are calling 911 all the time. Okay? Because their cities are out of control. The fatherlessness that's happening in the areas, it's almost like, I was thinking about this. Do you remember the Chris Rock video? It was kind of, it's very raw. It's in Chris Rock's vernacular, you know, and the title is How Not to Get Your A kicked by the police.
Yeah, exactly. That was very, very funny.
It was funny, but it was practical and to the point. And I don't care what color you are, even if you're white, because it was funny because what was it? One of the commentators said that their dad never had the talk, you know, about, you know, how to be responsible on the street. We're not talking the sex talk. We're just talking, did not have the talk with them. And I'm going, how could your father not? I mean, you are a person of color, especially my father. You know, it was real simple. It was like, look, if you're pulled over by the police, you're going to be respectful. You're not going to, if you throw any mouth out, that's it. Boom. Your keys are gone. It ain't going to happen. You be respectful. Well, we were always raised that way anyway, so it wasn't a big leap or anything. But still, it was just like, here's the rules of play. Also, if it's at night, you turn the interior light of the car on. You make sure they can see your hands. You put your hands on the top of the steering wheel. And you do exactly what that police officer says. No questions asked. Do you get that? I mean, it's very simple, to-the-point conversation, the talk. And some of these kids, they're getting in trouble. Well, first of all, they've had records. They get pulled over by the police, and then they do something stupid like jump in the car and try to drive away, or they pull out a gun, or they pull out a knife, and then they wonder why, you know, police are reacting with force, because that's what they've been trained to do. And, you know, it's just like, you know, we've got to be able to have this conversation in such a way and not sit there and say, because somebody's an idiot, we're going to give the family $27 million because the guy was an idiot, that he couldn't do, you know, what he was doing. Because, you know, yes, there were some, I'm sure there were other extenuating circumstances in that whole situation. I wasn't in the courtroom, didn't hear all the evidence, but clearly he was under the influence. And not to mention the fact that, look, at when you are being restrained, I have claustrophobia. I deal with that. So I can understand how that could be a problem. But, you know, for George Floyd, this wasn't the first time he had been restrained. I mean, he had gone through this, but it was probably exacerbated because of the drugs that he was under the influence of at the time. And I'm not trying to adjudicate what happened in the court, what happened there, and how it'll play out. Due process will tell the story. But There are a lot of, I think, potential takeaways and understanding. But more importantly to me is I want to protect I don't want to see any more people getting shot. And it's like, look, you know, if you need to be, if you're pulled over and you got issues, man, you better play it cool. Don't be sitting there getting in the face of police officers. Don't be thinking you're going to pull a knife and shank some girl because she didn't, you know, clean the house right, and think that, you know, that somehow is going to be okay. You know, it's like we can't even have a common sense conversation and consideration about this insanity. And meanwhile, you know, our kids and you know, our citizens are dying at the hands of police. But it's not because the police just have nothing better to do and say, hey, I think we're going to let's go find a bunch of people of color and let's see who we can shoot today. Mm-hmm. I don't get that.
Exactly. Yeah, I've never believed that, you know, the police wake up in the morning with the intention to go hunt blacks. Even though that's the mainstream media narrative as they try to present it. Because, like, listen, there was recent, and it's going around the internet, there was like a picture of, I guess it was a graphic from Fox News, showing that through, I think, early April, you know, there was twice as many whites killed by police as blacks in America, and that those numbers run pretty consistent with what they've been over the past few years. I mean, the evidence has never supported the narrative. I mean, you know, and generally, whenever you hear about one of these cases, it's somebody with a long rap sheet, somebody who wasn't being cooperative, and in a very dangerous, and a lot of times very large, you know, a very large city, or in an overpopulated, you know, project, you know, inner city type setting where it's very dangerous, where there's a lot of guns and drugs and gangs and things like that. And these police have to be kind of have a heightened sense of, you know, awareness of what's going on, because they don't know when they're encountering somebody, there's a higher probability that the person may be armed, you know, and have bad intentions. So it's one of those things like where damned if you do, damned if you don't, but these idiots that are calling for defunding the police, I mean, you're talking about the most dangerous neighborhoods in America. You're talking about liberal politicians, you know, liberal municipalities and city councils, they're making these stupid votes to try to defund or try to reduce police forces, and they're going to replace them with, with social workers. We're going to bring in psychologists to talk to these people. Any criminal really is going to be responsive to that? I mean, it's ridiculous. They're only making their constituents less safe. And to speak on the broader issue of just liberal nonsense, it's funny, too, because it was just Earth Day last week. Now they're trying to pump up. Right now, our economy is in shambles, and we're doing everything to hurt ourselves as far as for energy independence. And now, you know, last week was our Earth Day. We actually had Patrick Moore on Reactionary Time, or not on Rivera Nation, on Reactionary Time Facebook, talking about he was a founder of Greenpeace, talking about how that whole lobby, the AOC and the other brainless twits on the left, push, it's all based on money. I mean, it's not even based on real science. None of that science is confirmable. So it's like, you know, the left is just a disaster. They're here to destroy America.
And what they've done, and I had a conversation with Patrick as well. And what they've done is they have altered the whole trajectory. Again, going back to what we talked earlier, is that, you know, smart people can't even speak up, because we saw this happening early on in the universities, that if you had professors that didn't go along with the, you know, with the narrative of the day regarding climate change and Al Gore, the high priest of climate change, you know, you were canceled, and regardless of any kind of tenure, you got kicked out of the university. So this has been weaponized for a long time, and it is at a grave cost to the American people and to the whole idea of environmental stewardship. And, you know, and then they wonder why people aren't getting behind, just like with COVID. You can't lie to the people and expect the people to go along. I mean, they feel deceived, and they don't know who to trust and how to really manage this thing. And it's unfortunate, because I think there's things, whether we're talking about, you know, stewardship and better stewardship and recycling and things like that, or we're talking about, you know, proper hygiene and, you know, doing what we can to, to overcome this COVID infection. You know, every lie gets in the way and creates more problems than help, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. That's the reason why it's a multi-pronged attack. Right now, we're seeing the rise in the, you know, at the pump in prices, and because of all the a lot of inflation that we're going to get because of all the printing and all the spending new money and the stimulus stuff. I mean, hard times are coming to America.
We're going to have to pay for it sometime, Julio. You're exactly right.
Yep.
Julio Rivera from ReactionaryTimes.com. That's where you want to go.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is back from hold in some states and going into people's arms, University of Virginia critical care and infectious disease physician Tyson Bell points out the benefits of the J&J vaccine.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine actually has higher efficacy than the influenza vaccine. You know, it really protects you against that with a one-dose regimen that's easy to distribute, much easier to distribute. I think it's a game changer.
Very rare blood clots were discovered in Johnson & Johnson users and the reason for the 11-day hold. Indonesia's Navy on Sunday said all 53 crew members from the missing submarine are dead and that search teams have located the vessel's wreckage on the ocean floor. An underwater robot equipped with cameras documented the lost submarine lying in at least three pieces on the ocean floor at a depth of 2,750 feet. It was located off Bali's northern coast. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I know sometimes you can get so frustrated that you just had it and you say, oh, forget it. Or in the current vernacular, it's effort, right? This is what people say. And it doesn't always necessarily mean, you know, giving in or giving up. In fact, with the right tools, it can actually mean you're ready to pursue a better life, one of greater ease, meaning, and purpose. The founder and CEO of Rawls Consulting, Sean Rawls, joins us. He's a highly sought-after national speaker, and he's here to talk about his latest book. And it says, you know, effortless. Why not? Hey, Sean, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, you got everybody's attention. You know, you use the F word, not fully spelled out. But, you know, we say, oh, forget it, you know. But it definitely causes attention. So what does that mean?
Well, it's funny. The book was I've consulted with a lot of top people around the country. And one of the things I realized is that, you know, we all know that people hate change. And we hear that over and over, how much people dislike change. And I started thinking about it and thought, why is that? And the reason, I think, is most people change and it's not their idea. They're buying into somebody else's or having to buy into some, whether it's a boss or a partner. And, and so what happens is most people end up saying, F it. I give in. I give up. I'll do it. If you can't beat them, join them. And that's, and when you think about it, if that becomes a habit, it's a terrible way to live. You just end up backing into somebody else's version of life for you. And so I thought, what if the F word wasn't a bad word? What if it was a good word? What if it was meant something more or something more proactive, where you can actually design some choices that around the life that you really want to have instead of just accepting the one you've got?
Well, you know, when I look at where we are culturally now, a small percentage of people are causing all kinds of havoc. Almost $4 billion worth of damage with all this rioting, the loss of jobs and destruction, and no bright future or hope down the road. And I would say, in agreement with you, that probably most of those people are just, you know, going along to get along with that specific group of people. And finally just gave up and said, hey, look at the government's so messed up. Law enforcement is so messed up. And the only thing that's so ironic about this is they're finding out the people, Sean, that you would think that would be in greater outrage over this. It's not necessarily them. It's suburban housewives who are highly educated. So maybe they're more frustrated because they have surrendered, you know, their purpose in life to go along, and finally they've gotten this bandwagon. Maybe that's what this is, all more of an expression of that frustration than it is of anything constructive.
I think you'd probably find camps where both are true, right? It's because as I try to tell my kids, there's no such thing as all this or all that or none. I think there's a lot of segments where you've got people who really want to create some awesome change, and then you've got some people who are just throwing fuel on a fire because it just seems like a fun thing to do, and they're lost. So I think you've got the good, the bad, and the ugly all mixed into groups like that, and everybody's trying to figure out what a better tomorrow looks like for them individually or in their communities or culturally or as Americans.
Yeah, and exactly. And where else but America can you have that opportunity to have that conversation? I mean, there's other cultures, there's other nations, there's no way you can even, and here it is, we're wasting this opportunity, to your point. You know, like you say, you've got kids, I've got kids, I've got grandkids. I want the best for them, and the best for them is for them to be able to express their God-given purpose, I believe.
Well, and I think the problem is we've become a society that likes to talk and doesn't like to listen. And, you know, we've watched kids be given trophies for just participation where, you know, back in the day, you got a trophy if you won something.
Yes.
And I think people have come to truly expect, things to happen in life, and they were brought up to believe they were right. Their parents told them they were right. No was a word that seems to be becoming on the verge of extinction in a lot of households. And it, what happens is that creates adults with some pretty rampant ideas. And we've got to open the dialogue where people can listen, truly listen to people and find somewhere to the common ground, because we've all got commonality. We just we're focusing too much on our differences and not enough on the things that make us, that we share in common.
Well, Sean, what you're pointing out here is, you know, grandparents, we're now grandparents. We've participated. I mean, you know, the fruit of our parenting is now manifest, and we see it now as grandparents, all the wiser in realizing, wow, you know, our liberal ideas, our go-along to get-along kind of concept, we didn't, you know, the fact that we didn't want our kids to have any pain, we coddled and protected them to such a degree that we've really, we haven't done right by them. We have failed them. So how do we reconcile that in such a way that the wisdom of grandparents can now be deposited in this generation that didn't get it when they were growing up, but maybe they can benefit from it as they are raising their own children?
Whew, that's the million-dollar question, I think. I'm not sure what the solution is. But
come on, Sean. I mean, this is the reason I had you on, because I wanted you to answer question.
I know.
Don't fail me.
I don't know, Bill. It's a really good question. Like, how do we – I think we've got an 18-wheeler traveling down a two-lane highway that needs to make a U-turn.
Yeah.
And it's going to require some big thinking and some outside-the-box thinking, I think, to get us back on the right track. But I think people just, I think individually, if people can just commit to being the best version of themselves
exactly.
they can think of.
Mm-hmm.
I think that spreads.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of this book for me is, I say it in there, like if you're living your best life, then you're creating an energy field that allows me to live my best life and the people
yes.
that I know. And we're all connected by that. And if we all were focusing on being the best people we could be, mm-hmm. I think the solutions would just kind of just like cream. I think it would just rise to the top.
Oh, without a doubt. That's the type of demonstration I want to see in the streets of America. Is having people who are, as, you know, Coach McCarthy from the, you know, University of Colorado would say, and the founder of Promise Keepers, you know, standing shoulder to shoulder and back to back, you know, and protecting one another, supporting each other's cause. That is the kind of rally that I want to see happening. And I think in part, as far as, you know, parents and how we failed our kids and, you know, did the best that we could, you know, first of all, it starts with the realization of our role and taking responsibility in it and being able to be, you know, vulnerable, transparent and honest with our kids to say, you know what? Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I, based on the information at the time, where we were, I don't know if it was too much marijuana. I don't know what it was, you know, Vietnam War, whatever. But, you know, hey, we messed up. And, but I don't want you, just because I messed up, I don't want that legacy to be passed on to you. I want you to draw.
I think so many people are just taking the ball and running with the ball that they've been given without having the conversation that you're talking about. And that is, hey, look, every group of parents, every individual set of parents, they do the best they can for the most part. They make the decisions that they feel are the decisions that they need to make in the time. And looking back, everything gets clear in the rearview mirror. And so you kind of go, boy, I really should have handled that differently. But we just don't always communicate that. And to say to our kids, look, you're going to make the best decisions you're going to make. I made the best decisions I'm going to make. We're all good people that make some bad choices and make some bad decisions along some way. Nobody's all good. Nobody's all good. But don't be mad about the mistakes we made as parents. Learn from them and try to figure out how do you become a better parent than I ever was? How do you become
exactly.
a better parent than my parents were?
Exactly.
And ask that question.
No.
There's a book I mentioned in my book called The Aladdin Factor. It's a good book because it says the size of your questions determines the size of your answers. So if we don't like where we are, we have to realize that they're answers to questions we've been asking. And maybe we just haven't been asking the right questions to make us think higher, behave
right.
better, be more communicative, be more cooperative as a nation. Who knows? But I think we do need, I think individually and all across America, I think we have to ask bigger questions that give us bigger answers.
Excellent point. And keep asking them, okay? Keep asking
yep.
the questions because, you know, that's what starts the dialogue. You know, nobody's claiming to have all the goods here, but you'd be surprised who might have just a little piece of the puzzle that could move you just that much closer to an incredible version of yourself, as you say. More from Sean after this.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. 1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper.
Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Sean Rawls' new book, you know, F It Less, okay? You know, because we're like, oh, you know, oh, F it, you know, forget it, you know, kind of deal. 18 E-words, or F-words, I should say, to reframe and repurpose your life. I highly recommend this book because, you know, in light of what we've been going through for this last, you know, 14, 15 months with COVID, you know, Sean, a lot of people are, you know, have done some deep thinking, you know, about hopefully repurposing their life, right? Hopefully, you know, not everybody. Hopefully. Some have just taken the government money and sitting back, and I'm trying to warn them, saying, look, don't fall into that trap, because you really are, you're dumbing yourself down because you're not exercising your mind and your acumen. And don't think just because you've gotten a check for the last 12, 15 months that you're going to hit the ground running. The fact of the matter is whether you're supposed to be in a classroom and you weren't in a classroom, on a job that you're not in a job, you can't be out of that situation, you know, for this length of time and not pay a price. And this is my call to people, is that look at if you're home and you're there, don't be binging on TV shows. Do something to exercise your brain and your acumen, so that when you come back into the labor force, you've got something to offer that represents, as you say, and I love that saying, is a, you know, that you've created a better version of yourself. Why not take advantage of this downtime and recalibrate so that you can be a better version of yourself, right?
No question. I was on a show a year ago, and the conversation was, you know, everybody was like, how fast is this going to be over, not knowing it was going to last through the new year. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, we don't know how long it's going to be, but here's what I do know. We may never be given this time again in our lifetimes, which is effectively like a halftime, to sit back and look at our plays and look at our performance and think about what strategies we want to employ for the second half, to see what we might want to do or what changes we want to make to actually win the game of life for us. And
good point.
Too many people were just wishing it away instead of going, look, Maybe have you always wanted to learn how to play the guitar or learn a language or take an online class at one of these universities? Or there's so many things that we could be doing to get the most out of this. I've called 2020 a gap year for America. It's just, you know, high school students take them after graduation, college students take them, but the entire country had a gap year where we just had the opportunity to kind of focus on ourselves a little more than usual and maybe expand our horizons and expand our opportunities depending on what we did with that time. But we're still in it, and people still have the opportunity to go, you know, I may be late to the party, but I can still participate in the party. So
exactly.
How do I get better? How do I get better?
Mm-hmm. And, Sean, we need to hear more of those stories. We're hearing some of those stories where, you know, some of these young people – even older people have taken advantage of this gap year because, you know, the thing is, again, I look at it from a spiritual aspect as well, Sean, and I say, okay, to me, this is kind of a bit of a gift. And I've even thought about this in some sense that, you know, the children of Israel were judged by God because they didn't give the land rest. They didn't honor the Sabbath. And maybe, just maybe, is this a bit of a Sabbath judgment? And we know what the Sabbath is all about, to give us that time on a weekly basis to follow God's example. I mean, if God himself can rest on the seventh day and he says, hey, look, at my gift, the best thing I could give you after everything, after all of creation, the best thing I can give you is a day off. I mean, is that cool?
Well, it's funny. It's funny you say that. One of the F words in the book is float. And float is one of my favorite chapters because it is the power of doing nothing. And if you've ever been on a lake or somewhere and you've been on a boat and you just turn the engine off and just let the wind hit the sails or move the boat or let the currents drive it, my big belief is we all try. We try to exercise a lot of free will and control our own destiny, but there's a part of our life that's been written for us, or there's a energy in the world that is moving us towards something bigger than we can even imagine. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just aren't quiet enough to hear it or notice it. So floating is one of the F words because I think we've become a society that's so busy being busy. We're not really productive. We're just busy.
Yes.
And there's a big difference between productivity and busyness. And if you can stop and be quiet, sometimes if you work on yourself instead of in your life, you can actually come up with some better pathways to the life you want to live.
Well, you know, and that's a good point. And I'll tell you, this is one of the challenges that I've been dealing with as well. So there's probably this reason why you brought it up, is God said, look at this knucklehead needs to hear this again. You know, calm down, be still, know I'm God. And, you know, you don't have to fill everything. So I have been more intentional, I would say, in my recent months, if not years, in, you know, being more sensitive to that and certainly honoring the Sabbath. And understanding, okay, God, you know, even going back and saying, God, am I doing this right? Is there something else, you know, that you're asking me to do in terms of, you know, shutting all things down? Because, as you know, you've had the experience of doing a radio show, a talk show. It's like you're constantly preparing. I mean, you know, I do it 5 days a week, and it's difficult for me on Friday afternoon to shut things down. I purposely try to stay, you know, keep my head away from the news, what's happening. I just, you know, I may go out and play some golf and, you know, that's about it, just to decompress and relax a little bit. You know, I've been trying to stay away, you know, from all the electronics and everything that I can, just so that I can, you know, like you say, float. I love that. That's great.
One of the things I did a few years ago is I got certified to do a thing called transcendental meditation. Mm-hmm. And before that, if you talked about meditation with me, I would have laughed and called you silly and new age, and just I really didn't have a respect for meditation whatsoever.
Right.
And then somebody that I actually really admire said, you know, you should check this out because you're so busy. And when we learned how to do it, it's you actually can turn the world off for about 20 minutes on command and just be still and be quiet. And some people do that in prayer. Some people do that in meditation. Some people do that in both. But if you don't have something like that where you can just kind of jump below the surface of the water and mute the noise above, you're really missing an opportunity to get to know yourself better and, more importantly, listen to the cues that may be coming your way that you've been too busy to hear.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing, you know, just in terms of, you know, physical restoration and replenishment, you know, and the thing is that it does take discipline. I mean, even in my devotion and prayer time, what drives me, one of my big frustrations, Sean, is that I'm there and I'm, you know, reading the Word of God and my brain goes off to left field, you know, that, and I'm going, where are you going? Get back here, you know? It's just like, it's crazy making.
But here's what I learned about meditation, that because I used to have the same issue in prayer, and then they kind of teach you that, you know, when your mind is free to wander, it's supposed to, and you shouldn't feel guilty about that, and you just kind of let it go, because it's taking some of the guardrails off and letting your mind rest is where it kind of goes and runs around, and because it's a little bit more free to do so, and you know, you'll ping from one to another to another to another, but the more you have the opportunity to do that, I found that the less that happens for me, and just kind of embrace it and know that it will decrease as you get better at focusing and being quiet and listening.
No, it's a good point. Well, I appreciate it. We got a couple minutes left here, Sean. What else, you know, in terms of recommendation and takeaway from your book, what do you want the readers, you know, to gain from, you know, your new book?
My big thing is, and I think this is such a good time because of the COVID situation we've been in, is I want you to just take some of the words that I write on the front end of this book and assess where you are. Mm-hmm. Take a look at, and just look at what I call a good, honest, naked look in the mirror and understand and admit to yourself where you are. And that may be good and that may be bad. But either way, we can go from good to great. We can go from bad to good to great. We can always move forward with intention but we have to first look at where we are. And our problem is, on a lot of levels, is the human being is the most adaptable species on the planet. And the problem with being so adaptable is we tend to adapt to things that are less than ideal for us, instead of asking ourselves questions that would allow us to adapt to things and people and relationships that are truly best for us. But we don't ask that question. Again, size of your questions determines the size of your answers. So for me, it's assess where you are and then take some of these tools. I've got some great proven strategies and mindsets and ideas that I guarantee when you read this book, you will feel better about what you can do with your life and how simple it is to just employ some very, very easy things throughout a daily basis that make a huge difference in your life in a week, in a month, in a year for sure.
And I like that you address the inside-out life.
Ah, I love that because when we're born, you know, our parents say, oh, you're fast, you're smart, you're athletic, you're artistic. And all those labels just go in and go, oh, well, I'm fast, I'm smart, I'm artistic, I'm athletic. And we just kind of believe what it is. And it's what I call an outside in life. We just go about our life and we are the person we've been told we are. Mm-hmm. And at some point you grow up and you realize, I don't know that I really want to be an engineer. I think I want to be a doctor, or I think exactly. I want to be a musician, or whatever that looks like, because that's who God made you to be. And I think once that happens, that seed starts to grow of living from the inside out. And it takes a lot of courage, I think, for a lot of people to start to be who they truly are and live the life they truly want, even if it may not be popular with some of their friends or family even. But I think if we can all live our authentic life, I think the world's a better place because we're all living in a zone that makes us feel good and contributes positively to the world.
And that is contagious, no doubt. Sean Rawls, the founder and CEO of Rawls Consulting, highly sought after national speaker with us, and the book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final